It is time now to get through to a business update with Giles Beckford. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora to Ingrid. Looking ahead to first to Wall Street, it started the week with an upbeat tone. Gains have been driven by big technology stocks, Alphabet and Tesla, but of course still an eye on the Federal Reserve decision that's due out on Thursday. At the moment, the Dow Jones average up 0.4%, the S&P 500 up 0.9%, and the Nasdaq just over 1% higher. Our own top 50 index didn't do so well, falling 39 points yesterday, about a third of a percent, down at 11,728. And the New Zealand dollar, 60.8 US cents, 92.7 Australian.
And what about your main bulletin?
Well, we have a new range of survey which gathers together various economic forecasts and put them together, and they suggest that the outlook for the economy for the year ahead is a little on the bleak side. But one region in particular looks to be bucking that trend. The Crusaders may be struggling on the rugby field, but it would seem that Canterbury is shining in a business sense. And we also look at the steps that small to medium-sized businesses might need to take to prepare for future climate shocks.